Somebody who plants a single row of five vines. Bishami said a single row of five vines has the status of a vineyard, and you cannot plant other types of produce within 4 amos of the row of vines. And that is a din. And when you plant enough vines to give it a status of a vineyard, you can't plant any other produce within 4 amos of the vineyard. And you need to give the vineyard the avudas akaram, the space that is needed to work on a vineyard, which is 4 amos. But if it didn't have the status of a vineyard, you can distance yourself 6 tfachim away, and then you can plant other types of produce. 6 tfachim is only 1 amah. And if you have vines that do not have a status of a vineyard, you do not have to distance other types of produce. The avodas akaram, which is 4 amos, you only have to distance them away 6 tfachim, which is only 1 amah. Beis Hillel says a single row of vines does not have the status of a vineyard, and therefore you can plant other types of produce 6 tfachim away, unless you have 2 rows of vines, where you have 3 vines in each row, altogether 6 vines, that would have the status of a vineyard, and you couldn't plant any other type of produce within 4 amos of the vineyard. As according to Beis Hillel, you need at least 6 vines to give it the status of a vineyard, 3 vines in the first row and 3 vines in the second row. But if you have 6 vines in only 1 row, that would not be a vineyard according to Beis Hillel. Even if you have 100 vines in 1 row, it would not have the status of a vineyard. As Beis Hillel holds, you need to at least have 2 rows of vines to give it the status of a vineyard and at least 3 vines in each row. Therefore, somebody who plants other types of produce within 4 amos of a vineyard, according to Beis Shammai, the first row of the vineyard will become kadosh, will become forbidden in Hana, while Beis Hillel will take the stringent approach. He will hold that the first 2 rows of the vineyard will become forbidden in Hana. Since according to Beis Hillel, a vineyard must consist of at least 2 rows, that which the Torah says, that if you plant other types of produce next to a vineyard, that the vineyard becomes forbidden. In Hana, it must be referring to at least 2 rows of the vineyard, as only 1 row is not considered a vineyard. While Beis Shammai holds that 1 row is a vineyard. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, that which the Torah says, that if you plant other types of produce within 4 amos of a vineyard, that the vineyard becomes asur b'hana, is referring to only the first row, since the first row itself has the status of a vineyard, even without the other row. So therefore, if you have 5 vines in the first row and 5 vines in the second row, and you plant within 4 amos of the vineyard, according to Beis Shammai, the 5 vines of the first row will become forbidden to have enough from it, while the second row will be mutter. And Beis Hillel will hold that 3 of the vines of the first row and 3 of the vines of the second row will become asur b'hana, 6 vines altogether. According to Beis Hillel, you need at least 6 vines to make up a vineyard, 3 in the first row and 3 in the second row. So therefore, when you plant outside a vineyard which consists of 5 vines in the first row and 5 vines in the second row, 3 of the vines in the first row and 3 of the vines in the second row will become asur b'hana, since that's the amount of vines you need to make up a vineyard according to Beis Hillel. Well, according to Beis Shammai, the 5 vines of the first row will become asur b'hana, and that's all you need to make up a vineyard, while the 5 vines of the second row will be mutter according to Beis Shammai, since you don't need the second row for a vineyard. So as far as this is concerned, Beis Hillel will be more stringent, as according to Beis Hillel, 6 vines have become asur b'hana, and according to Beis Shammai, only 5 vines have become asur b'hana. So the client had a dal mission above, hanuteh shtayin k'neged shtayin, v'achas yoytzeh zonah. I raise that care. Somebody who plants 5 vines altogether in 2 rows. There are 3 vines in the first row and 2 vines in the second row. There are 2 opposite 2 and a 5th one sticking out like a tail. Meaning to say that the 3 vines in the first row, only 2 of them are aligned with the vines in the second row. Since the second row only has 2 vines, so 2 vines in the first row are connected to shtayim that are in the second row, while the 3rd vine in the first row sticks out like a tail, since there is no vine in the second row that's opposite it. In such a case, these 5 vines would have the status of a vineyard, and since it has the status of a vineyard, you would not be allowed to plant other types of produce within 4 amos of these vines. As we said, that when the vines make up a vineyard, you have to give the vines the avodas akaram, the amount of space that is needed to work on the karam, which is 4 amos. You're not allowed to plant other types of produce within 4 amas of these vines. If you do plant other types of produce within 4 amas of these vines will become usur b'hanah. You would not be allowed to derive benefit from the vines. Now, even though we said in the previous Mishnah that according to Beis Hillel, you need at least 6 vines to give the vine the status of a vineyard, you need 3 vines in the first row and 3 vines in the second row. But in this Mishnah, we learned that sometimes only 5 vines would have the status of a vineyard if it's set up in the way that we just explained, that there are 3 vines in the first row, 2 vines in the second row, and the 2 vines in the second row are directly opposite the first 2 vines in the first row, while the 3rd vine in the first row sticks out like a tail. In such a case, since the 5 vines are aligned in this way, the 5 vines would be sufficient to give it the status of a vineyard. But if the 5 vines are situated differently, there are 2 vines in the first row and 2 vines opposite them in the second row, but the 5th vine is in the airspace between the 4 vines. It's not opposite any of the other vines. In such a case, those 5 vines will not have the status of a vineyard. Or if the 5 vines are situated with Stein connected Stein and one in the middle, that there's one in the middle and the other 4 on the corners, meaning to say one in the middle and one to the northeast of the one in the middle and one to the northwest of the one in the middle and one to the southeast and one to the southwest of the one in the middle. In such a case, those 5 vines would not have the status of a Kerem. The only time 5 vines would have the status of a Kerem is in the first case that we mentioned this Mishnah, when there's Stein Neged Stein and Achas Yotze Zana, that the 3 in the first row and 2 in the second row, and the 2 in the second row are opposite the 2 first vines in the first row, while the 3rd vine in the first row sticks out like a tail. Only in such a situation would the 5 vines have the status of a Kerem. But in the other 2 cases that are mentioned in this Mishnah, the 5 vines would not have the status of a Kerem, and therefore you would not have to distance other produce 4 amos away from those 5 vines. It would be enough to distance 6 tefachim away from those 5 vines, and then you'd be allowed to plant other types of produce.